Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 96 of Glow Girl, a weekly podcast where we talk about woo and wellness and making our way in this wild world. I'm Tracy White, as always, and I'm so glad you're here. Episode 96. Okay, so I'm one of those people who really fixates on milestones and important dates and numbers. And this whole thing where we're getting to episode 100 and to our second anniversary, and those are both happening next month in June 2021. These are both huge milestones. I'm just really excited about them. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in and participating, just being part of this whole Glow journey over here with me. I just appreciate you so much. And I just wanted to let you know that. So up to date on my crazy life, in case you're interested. And even if you're not, here you go. You get it anyway. So the story is that my husband and I initiated the purchase of a new house during the last Mercury retrograde. So back in February, which I knew in my little astrologer heart was going to be chaotic, but we did it anyway, because sometimes life just doesn't stop even if there's Mercury fuckery afoot. So we just kind of went through with it anyway. And so even though I knew this was going to happen, everything that could go wrong to delay the process went wrong. Many delays were had, 10 out of 10 would not recommend. And so here we are, a whole actual shit show later, and we'll be getting the keys to our new house 2 days into the next Mercury retrograde, which is fast approaching. So life's going to be a little bit messy, a little bit more messy, if that's even possible over here. And that's going to happen for a little bit while we actually move our house and then sell a house. And it's just going to be a little bit crazy. But I wanted to let you know that you'll be getting your Glow Girl content throughout the process. Actually, I am really hoping to do a Facebook Live pretty soon to show you my new office space in the new house, so that some of you out there who are very creative and talented can help me figure out where to put all of my woo stuff and how to decorate this office space so that it just really works for me, because it's going to be the first time that I've had a dedicated home office and I can make it what I want, and I can make it work for me, and I can make it work for my podcast, for my astrology practice, for my spiritual practice, and just like a space that is for me. And I'm really excited to have that. So question for you related to that. Does anyone out there listening to this podcast know anything about feng shui? Okay. If you do, message me, because I need your help. And I also maybe need you to come on the show and help me with my office and tell us about feng shui, because it has always fascinated me. I don't fully understand it, but I get the sort of spiritual connection of the way and the, you know, types of processes involved and how you place your things, can really affect the energy of a space. And so I just want someone to come and tell me what to do and tell all of us about feng shui. So if you are that person, message me. You can find me anywhere online at the Glow Girl socials. You can shoot me an email, where glowgirlpod@gmail.com. But yeah, or if you know somebody and want to recommend somebody to me, I would love to talk to them. So now, speaking of chaos, not only are we about to embark upon the lovely Mercury retrograde period, but we also have a full moon in Sagittarius and a total eclipse on Wednesday, May 26th, which is the day that this show is going to be airing. There is just going to be a lot of untethered energy going on in the skies this week, and we're going to talk about all of that after the break. I have a whole list of to do's and to don'ts for you, so stay tuned for that. Right now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this week's astrology and some of the other things that are happening, so that you can have all of that straight. There's a lot kind of moving in the sky right now. We have moved into Gemini season. Okay. So the sun is in Gemini. Gemini season is a very communicative, kind of socially chatty time. Gemini is the sign of the twins, which a lot of people think that energy means, you know, being of two minds about something. And sometimes it can be. Sometimes it can be an energy of being easily distracted or, you know, having our focus feel like it's split between multiple things. That's a common Gemini energy. But Gemini is a sign that is ruled by the planet Mercury. So a lot of Mercury energy happening in the sky right now, too. We have both the sun in Gemini, we have Mercury in Gemini, we have Venus in Gemini. All of this Gemini energy is very much about communicating. So the sun in Gemini is, you know, sometimes a little gossipy, sometimes a little go, 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 sometimes communicating our needs, you know, and sometimes splitting our focus between lots of different things that are going on in our lives. It can feel a little bit chaotic, especially if you are not a person whose chart responds well to this air energy of a planet like Gemini, or if you have Mercury in your chart and you have a Mercury that is maybe in an earth sign that is a little bit more thoughtful and slower about the way that you process things, this can feel overwhelming. Gemini season can feel overwhelming. I have a lot of air in my chart, so Gemini season feels comfortably chaotic to me. I do well in chaos somehow. I feel motivated by it. And I think that that is just probably a long process that I need to talk about in therapy, wherein I feel like my motivations are fear and shame and failure. And this is probably not a healthy way to live, but Gemini season works for me in that way. I don't want my, you know, fear or shame or failure to be exposed in any way. And so I rush to try to stay ahead of it. So that's exactly what I'm doing right now at this very moment while I'm looking at this room that I'm sitting in recording this podcast. It's an office slash guest room slash room where I have stored all of the things that I don't want to look at every single day. And now I have to pack it to move it and figure out the things that are in here that I want to keep and the things that are in here that just probably need to go. And this is my room of shame. And my mother is coming to stay with me to help me with the move soon. And I need to get this room fixed and sorted and organized before she comes. And so the motivation of the shame of having her experience this room as it stands today is, it's pretty strong. It's an intense motivation. So I hope that you are feeling the Gemini motivation without the shame. I hope you're getting some things done with this very active air energy. So Sun and Gemini, we are coming up on this full moon, which again is happening Wednesday, the 26th, which is the day that this podcast is airing. So if you're hearing this on Wednesday, you may be experiencing this full moon energy now. If you're hearing this a couple of days later, you know, maybe by the weekend, this energy might have sort of passed a little bit and it won't be quite as strong. But when we have a full moon, any season of the year, the full moon is in the opposite sign of the chart from the sun. That's just how full moons work. If we go back to our middle school science classes. So this full moon is in the opposite sign from Gemini, which is Sagittarius. This is a full moon in which we're going to experience a total lunar eclipse. Okay. So a full moon is already a strong, more intense energy than any of the other moons in that way. During a month, when we have an eclipse, it's sort of like a wild card. It's sort of a chaotic, kind of unpredictable sort of energy. Full moons are often about letting things go and sometimes expanding our emotions on a thing. And when we have a sign like Sagittarius, which is a sign that's ruled by the planet Jupiter, which is a planet that rules things like expansion and growth and spread of things. This can be a big, bold, sometimes brash, sometimes volatile emotional energy. So when I'm talking about the chaos of an eclipse during a Sagittarius full moon, this can be things really blowing up. This can be luck coming home. This can be like a lottery win, or finding out you're having triplets, or, you know, you're gambling, you know, the gambles that you've kind of put out into the universe are coming home to roost, and it may be a spectacular failure. This is a go big or go home energy. And unfortunately, it's going to be tough to predict if you're going to go big or if you're going to go home with this energy. So when you're looking at a full moon, when you're looking at an eclipse period, we often say that it's probably not a good idea to be manifesting things during these lunar seasons. So we'll talk more about that in the second half of the show, and I'll give you a little bit more information on those lunar eclipses. But just to get that out here right away, if you are thinking about any kind of like, you know, lunar spiritual processes or, you know, ceremonies or rituals or anything like that, maybe just don't for this moon and the next moon. So we'll talk more about that again in the second half, and I'll give you more information on what to do and what not to do during an eclipse season. Now, I said a little bit ago, Mercury is in Gemini. Mercury will be in Gemini until July 11th, which is a long time for Mercury to be in one sign. Usually Mercury moves through one sign in about 3 weeks, but because we have a retrograde period that is coming this weekend, Mercury will be retrograding on Saturday. Let's see here. What is the date? May 29th. So Mercury is retrograding in Gemini. This is going to be a very, again, a very strong energy. I'm going to talk to you more about this Mercury retrograde in the second half of the show. But when Mercury is in Gemini, this is kind of an energy of communication, and communication being the forefront, and sometimes a communication where we just can't stop it from coming out of us. This is kind of like a foot in the mouth sort of energy. So if you're finding that, just understand that we have this Mercury retrograde coming, and that energy is going to be amplified. So we will talk more about that. All of this Mercury energy in the sky right now too is giving us a little bit of a boost in things like anxiety. Okay. Do you feel the anxious energy? I feel it. It's like a pit in my stomach. I feel like I'm on the edge of something. I feel like I'm bracing for impact. I feel like something is coming for me. I feel like people are coming for me. I feel really anxious right now. Obviously my life is a little bit busy. I have a lot of things happening right now, but usually I thrive in this kind of environment, and I'm feeling very anxious about this. I have no one really to disappoint but myself here, and so I shouldn't feel this kind of anxiety, but I really do feel this nervous Mercury Gemini energy. It's all over me. It's also giving me a lot of trouble sleeping, falling asleep at night, waking up early, waking up in the night multiple times. This isn't a normal thing for me. When I have high anxiety times, that is something that I experience as sleep disruption. And these heavy air energies in the sky can oftentimes give us sleep disruptions. So if you're feeling that, or if you're experiencing like really active dreams where you feel more tired after you wake up than when you went to sleep, because the dreams feel like they've worn you out, this can sometimes happen during these heavy air seasons. So just know that there's a lot of this going on right now. We're moving through it. We're going to move into a more watery season soon. And then it's just going to be like all emotional, and it'll be a little bit different than this very cerebral energy that we're kind of feeling right now. So hang in there with this Mercury in Gemini. We'll talk more about it in the second half of the show. Venus is also in Gemini. Venus is our planet of our values and sort of how we love. And so Venus in Gemini is very much about speaking our truth, voicing our desires, love letters. Do you write those? Are love letters even a thing anymore? Do we just send texts? Do we send TikToks to the people we love? This can be that. I want to express how I feel about you, and I'm going to do it in this communication way. Modern communication. Maybe we're not handwriting letters anymore, but This is a really great time. Venus will be in Gemini until June 2nd. So this is a really great time if you've been thinking there's something that you need to speak, there's something that you need to talk about, there's something that you really need to voice about yourself. You need people to understand your truth and how you love. And I just find that this energy going forward into the very beginning of June, which is Pride Month, I think that this is perfect for expressing this. And I'm really excited to see and excited to support my friends and family members in as we move into June, as we move into Pride Month. So if there's a truth that you've been waiting to speak, now is a wonderful time for that. So Mars is in Cancer until June 11th. And so our motivation, the things we talk about with Mars, we can be a little defensive. Cancer's a water sign. It's very emotional and it's protective. And so we can feel defensive. We can feel like people are coming for us. Like I said about myself just a little while ago, we can get a little martyry, which is a word that I maybe just made up, but we can feel like we do everything for everyone and no one recognizes that. No one is appreciating us. We can feel really underappreciated here and it can make us angry. You know, Mars also rules our anger. So if you're feeling this, just know this Mars energy is going to move out soon. When Mars moves into Leo, I mean, we're just going to be motivated by wanting people to look at us and appreciate us. And, you know, so if there's a truth you need to speak with your Venus and Gemini, that you're not feeling appreciated with your Mars and Cancer, just know that Mars and Leo season is coming soon. And so you will be soon appreciated, loved, and adored for everything that is about you. You know, it's happening. Another thing that just kind of happened this past week, is that we moved into a Saturn retrograde period. Okay. Saturn is our planet of lessons and our work ethic and our discipline, how we are disciplined. Okay. Saturn is retrograding, which is not an unusual thing. Saturn is going to retrograde from May 22nd until October 10th this year. Saturn's retrograding in Aquarius. And when this happens, we see themes around things like political fanaticism. This can pop up with Saturn retrograde. People that feel stuck in their ways, people who are not looking at how society is moving forward, and they can really drag their feet against progress that's being made. Change is a part of life, right? Saturn retrograde can cause us to sometimes feel restricted in our ability to move forward, in our ability to progress. And it sort of feels like we are being held back. The progress that we have made is being met with resistance. This can create a lot of stress and frustration. Sometimes Saturn retrograde feels like driving with the brakes on. You want to do things, you want to accomplish things, you have a checklist, you need to cross things off, but at every turn you're being met with some speed bump, some roadblock, some hesitation or frustration or delay. Okay. And the thing that Saturn also rules in our life is our foundations, okay? And that can mean our literal foundations. That can mean the foundations of our bodies, our bones, our bone structures, our teeth. And it can mean the foundations of the society that we live in, the foundations of our family structure, foundations of our structures during Saturn retrograde can sometimes undergo change. And that can make us feel unstable. That sense of instability is not a good time. You know, it's not fun. And you may be feeling this in your personal life. You may be feeling this, personally as one human. You may be seeing this in the news, both in the United States, if you are stateside here, and throughout the world. There's a lot of instability right now. And a lot of this instability has to do with the structures of things. Aquarius is a sign that is about what we believe, and it's about humanity, and it's about sometimes being very politically stuck in what you believe and not, and having a little trouble seeing outside of that, you know. For humanity to move forward, we have to be more open-minded about things. And so this Saturn retrograde period is really going to, I think, force a lot of people to look at the closed-minded nature of the way that things have always been done, which is a Saturn theme. It's just the way we've always done it is not a good reason to keep doing something away, right? We know that, but change is hard. So when we're looking at the Saturn in Aquarius retrograde period, we are going to want to stay on top of our responsibilities. We are going to want to take a slow approach to the obstacles in our path. Unexpected issues may arise. We may have delays to things, but we can overcome these things. We just have to have a more strategic, approach to these things. And we need to really be thinking about that Aquarius process, that Aquarius mindset of how does this thing in my path, how does this roadblock that I'm experiencing affect everyone, not just me? You know, what is society doing? How can society move forward? Is my choice selfish? Is it holding society back because it makes me feel more comfortable to stay where I've always known? These are kind of themes that may be coming up. So if you're feeling like this, just know that this Saturn retrograde energy will be passing. It's, you know, through the whole summer. This will be passing October 10th, and we'll sort of feel this throughout this whole portion of the year. One thing I think too that we're going to be seeing both with this Saturn retrograde and with the Jupiter in Pisces energy that I talked about in a previous episode is a lot of conflicting thoughts and a lot of conflicting beliefs and opinions on how we move forward from this COVID thing that we've been living through for the past year plus. Okay. Saturn retrograde wants us to have a slower approach to moving society forward and out of this whole, you know, coronavirus thing. Okay. We want to move forward. We want to get out of it. We want to be in a hurry. Our Jupiter Pisces energy right now wants us to love everyone and travel and hug everybody and take our masks off and live life to the absolute fullest again, because we deserve it. We deserve it after what we've been through. And we do. I'm not disagreeing with that at all, ever. We do deserve it. We do deserve to get back to life and to just live and not be restricted. But Saturn retrograde is about restriction. And it's about saying, there's a reason that maybe we need to proceed a little slower with some of these, some of these expansions and everything opening back up. And, you know, while we're out here living and experiencing all of this, are these choices going to be the best for society as a whole? So I'm not disagreeing with any of this. I went into a store for the first time yesterday without a mask on, and I felt like I was committing a crime. I am fully vaccinated. I should not have felt like that, but I did. It was, you know, a little bit scary for me. I have had a lot of anxiety around this, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have. And no matter what your views on masking or not masking or vaccines or not vaccines, no matter what you think about this, what we really, really, really need to focus on, especially during the Saturn retrograde period and the upcoming Jupiter retrograde period, which will be happening later in June, is society. Our society is shifting. It's changing. You see it. If you stand back and look around at the world and the difference that we have in this world between now and 2 years ago, you can see that we are undergoing a huge societal shift as a planet. Things are changing. We are in the middle of a huge, huge shift. Are the small choices for our personal comfort helping this shift in the right direction? Right? Are the things that we're doing helping us build a society that we want to continue to live in? You know, or are we sticks in the mud because we're more comfortable where we've been? There's a lot of this energy. There's a lot of this communication style in astrology. A lot of this theme of, you know, me versus society, my personal comfort versus societal progress. There's a lot of this in astrology, and it's a theme that you can't really escape once you start delving a little bit more deeply into astrology. So if that's something that interests you, if it's something that's been coming up in your shadow work lately, this Saturn retrograde period is going to probably bring that to the forefront for you. So enjoy your summer of thinking about you versus society, and try not to feel guilt. Try to feel empowered by knowing that you have you really have the ability to make choices that can change things for yourself and for society. So, you know, enjoy your Saturn retrograde period. It's going to be tough, but there are good things about all of these. Retrogrades are not inherently bad, which I know I say all of the time, but they're not. They're here to teach us something. And Saturn retrograde especially is here to show us the lessons. Okay. All right. I'm going to take a super quick break and tell you about two of our show sponsors. And then after the break, we're going to talk about manifesting mayhem. Okay. Hang tight, guys. Do you love a good mystery? I know I do. I recently started playing June's Journey, a free-to-download hidden object murder mystery mobile game. That's a lot of things, right? This game is so much fun, you guys. As you step into the story, you play as June Parker, an amateur detective investigating the mysterious death of her sister in the Roaring Twenties. The imagery and scenery is beautiful, and the story draws you in as you put your powers of observation, memory, and logic skills to the test, searching for clues. There's also a world-building aspect to the game, too, as you help June build her family estate and explore the area that she's from to discover more of the mystery behind her family. I think my favorite thing about June's Journey is that it helps me feel like I'm working out my mind a little bit. It's both relaxing and it helps me feel mentally sharp. 30 million fans can't be wrong. June's Journey is beautiful and engaging, and the intricate scenes and addition of new chapters weekly keeps me coming back for more every single day. Download June's Journey free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from manifesting the greatness you deserve? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with your very own professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. You don't have to leave the house. You don't have to put on real pants. It is that convenient. BetterHelp gets it. Life is busy. Now you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your very own therapist. BetterHelp includes licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, self-esteem, and more. Anything you share is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, like me, that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. BetterHelp offers four communication options: text, chat, phone, and video, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. Glow Girl listeners get 10% off your first month, so why not get started today? Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health by going to betterhelp.com/glow, fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs, and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/glow for 10% off your first month. So this week we have both a total lunar eclipse and a Mercury retrograde. Okay. It sounds like a lot, and it is. It's a recipe for unsettled and unpredictable energy. These things happen. We know they're coming because we study astrology. We can work with the energies and do more of the things that help and try to do fewer of the things that put us in the line of fire for the straight chaos that we're going to be experiencing. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about these two energies, how they're going to be sort of working together, and how we can avoid manifesting mayhem in our lives during this time, things that we can do, things that we can avoid doing during these times, and kind of just what to be on the lookout for throughout this eclipse season, throughout this Mercury retrograde season, and especially this week when everything is sort of up in the air and feeling very volatile. Okay. So first, we have a lunar eclipse. This lunar eclipse is happening Wednesday, May 26th, 7:14 a.m. Eastern time. So that's the day that this podcast is going to be airing. So you may be already in the throes of the full lunar eclipse. This eclipse is happening at 5 degrees of Sagittarius. So if you are someone who likes to look at where things are happening in your birth chart, you want to look at your birth chart, find around the outer edge of it where Sagittarius is. Okay. Find Sagittarius. Sagittarius is easy to find because it looks like a little arrow, right? And so find Sagittarius, find the house that Sagittarius rules, and find 5 degrees of Sagittarius. Each sign is made up of 30 degrees. And so it's in the first 5 degrees there. That's where this lunar eclipse will be taking place. And so that can help give you an idea of where in your life this energy is sort of going to be, I guess, manifesting chaos or things that you can kind of know that maybe themes that are coming up during this time for you. I will tell you that in my chart, this whole 5 degrees of 5 degrees of Sagittarius energy is actually happening in my fourth house, which is my house of home. Sometimes that's the physical home. Sometimes that's the family. Sometimes that's childhood stuff. I mean, can we get more literal? I'm moving my physical home during this time. I'm moving my family. My childhood is kind of coming back to roost because my mother's coming to help me move my house. It's all very clear that this is happening. So I expect chaos and fuckery around my move. Not looking forward to that, but I'm doing the best that I can to be as organized and as prepared for delays as I can be. I've been preparing everything in advance of this Mercury retrograde for quite some time now. And so I'm hoping that my preparatory actions in the past will help smooth some of this process out now. Now, if you are not somebody who is full of anxiety and astrology like me, you may not have prepared for all of this. And that's totally understandable. I'm a crazy person. I fully own that. Here's what you can do. Okay. During a lunar eclipse, like we've talked about this before, eclipses come in pairs. Okay. So, and they happen on the axis of signs in cycles. So currently we're in an eclipse season that starts with this Sagittarius full moon, total lunar eclipse on Wednesday. And it also includes the Gemini new moon solar eclipse on June 10th. Okay. They come in pairs. And then later in the year during Sagittarius season, we'll have another cycle of these eclipses. So we'll have a Sagittarius new moon solar eclipse and a Gemini full moon lunar eclipse. Okay. When we look at these eclipses, we can get an idea of what to expect based on the signs and their overall energies. If you want to look at them in your birth chart, you can get that information for your personal self there. And then we can just take that information and kind of amplify it and make it a little bit more chaotic. These are basically moons on steroids. That's kind of what we have here. So let's look at this moon that we're having today. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, May 26th, full moon in Sagittarius. Okay. A full moon is an emotional and intense energy. It's oftentimes an energy of an ending. Okay. When we are talking about things like manifesting during a full moon, we oftentimes are encouraged to let go of things. Whereas at a new moon, we are talking about the starting of things. We're growing things during a new moon, planting things during a new moon. And during that full moon, we're sort of, harvesting and then letting go and preparing to have sort of a fallow cycle until the next new moon. Okay. When we're in eclipse, in eclipse season, we want to avoid doing these things. And this is just, again, lots of astrologers think this way and a bunch don't. So this is up to you. My personal opinion is that I don't like to use chaotic energies to manifest anything chaotic in my life. I am not a chaos fan. I like to have things planned out and I like to control things. And again, these are all things that I should probably talk about in therapy. But I like to have a a little bit of control over even uncontrollable energies. So I plan ahead for things. I plan for the worst and hope for the best. And that's kind of what we're doing with this energy. I don't like to work with eclipse energies for manifesting, for moon rituals, or anything like that. If you are somebody who likes to put out moon water, eclipse full moon water is like danger water. I'm not going to have any moon water going on with this moon. I'm not going to charge my crystals with this moon. I don't want any intentions I set for anything to happen during this full moon to become mayhem. I don't want my intentions to be spiked with chaos. I don't want my intentions to end up, when you make a decision and it doesn't work out and then later you realize you dodged a bullet. I don't want to put myself in the line of a bullet on purpose if the universe has other plans. So I'm just not going to work with these energies. I don't want chaos in my life if I can help it, and I'm going to avoid these. So if you are that person too, you can avoid these by avoiding doing moon-related rituals, avoiding doing manifestation work. And I don't mean just during this full moon, but I mean from now until the time when the next new moon passes. So I'm really looking at the next full moon that's in late June. That's probably the next time that you're going to be doing manifestation work if you are like me. So just think about this. Take a break from the moon. Appreciate the moon for the chaos that it is bringing to the earth at the time. And just take a break from it. Let your crystals hang out. If you need to cleanse crystals, you can do many other options, but I wouldn't use the moon to cleanse or charge at this time. And lay off the danger water. Unless you like chaos, unless danger is your middle name, then do what you want. I'm not your mom, even though I'm kind of your mom. So that's kind of what to expect with this lunar energy. We're looking at a full moon. We're looking at a moon in Sagittarius. A moon in Sagittarius. Okay. Sagittarius is an energy of wandering, traveling. It's a sign that's ruled by Jupiter, which is again about expansion. It's big, it's bold, it's brash, it's go big or go home energy. A full moon in Sagittarius is like, I'm going to play chicken with you at a stoplight and one of us is going to crash into a brick wall. I just wouldn't if I were you. But again, I'm your mom. Do what you want. So this energy is probably going to cause sleep disruptions. If you are someone who sleepwalks or you have someone in your house who sleepwalks, try to take preventive action to keep those people safe during the night. Eclipses are common times for sleep patterns to get all wonky, and especially people who sleepwalk, because Sagittarius is a sign of traveling and we're in Gemini season, which is about short trips. I don't want anybody taking a short trip down their stairs. So just keep an eye on that stuff. Okay. Another thing to know is that during seasons that are sort of colored by Jupiter energy, we tend to have a lot of luck. Jupiter is their planet of luck. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. Sagittarius is like, sometimes it's like dumb luck. Like you're just kind of like lucky and smart and things just come easily to you. Sometimes Sagittarius energy is that. And if that's you, great. If you're feeling that luck coming towards you, great. If things are just sort of like coming to you, things are feeling good, awesome. Don't go big if you can help it, because sometimes our energies during these eclipse seasons, during this Jupiter and Pisces season, during this Gemini sun season, we can feel falsely inflated. We can maybe feel a little overconfident in our finances or in our luck or in our mental or physical abilities in certain situations. This is what Jupiter does. It pumps us up. It gasses us up. It's like, you can do this. You can do anything. You can have that. You can get that. You can gamble, put all your chips on the table, because they're definitely going to come back to you threefold. That is a little bit dangerous, especially during an eclipse. Okay. But we're going to feel it very strong. People are going to want to push that luck. So things that come up a lot, especially during a Sagittarius moon, especially during a Sagittarius full moon, and especially during a Sagittarius full moon eclipse, gambling. Okay. Investing, big gains and big losses. Okay. We may see, if you are somebody who's like dabbling in the stock market, I know a lot of people are, I'm doing it too. It's fascinating, right? And we've talked about this. We've talked about this on the pod, weeks and weeks ago about how this new Jupiter in Pisces energy was going to make us all kind of get into that and feel drawn into it and feel really lucky with things like investing. We may see some huge, huge boosts in certain stocks and in certain areas of the stock market. We may also see some huge, huge losses. I want you to pay attention to these things. Know that we are going to also be in a Mercury retrograde starting Saturday. I know a lot of people are looking at specific dates at the beginning of June for certain stocks to do certain big moves and things, and just pay attention to the technology that you're using to invest. This is a Mercury retrograde. The technology may crash. The technology may be crashed on purpose because these companies don't want us to cash in on these big, these big wins. Just, pay attention. This is a time when the most chaotic things can happen. Things should happen a certain way. We invest money, the stock rises, we're able to pull the money out, and then we have more money. That's how it should work. This is a Mercury retrograde. This is an eclipse season. It's chaos and it's messing with technology and it's inflating our ego. And sometimes it's inflating our anger about these things. So, another thing about Sagittarius is this sense of righteous justification for things. We can feel righteously justified for many, many things. Jupiter as a ruling planet for Sagittarius can really talk us into just about anything. We can rationalize just about anything. I deserve that. I need that. If you really look at the numbers, I can afford that. This can be hard for us. Okay. Just know that there's going to be lots of temptations. There's going to be lots of delays. There's going to be lots of wrenches thrown into the works during this time. And if you are somebody who's investing, if you are somebody who is likes to do a little bit of gambling, those kinds of things, just know that if you have a comfortable boundary of how far you can go, how much you can spend, how much you can invest, then you'll be safe. Just don't go safely past that boundary. That's what you can do. That's how you can protect yourself and protect yourself from some of this chaotic energy. Now, also during this chaotic energy during this season, another thing that we are going to be experiencing is with regards to coronavirus mandates and things lifting. And I'm all for us all getting back to real life and being able to live again and see people again and seeing people's faces. And I don't really enjoy smelling things anymore in public. So that part I could go without. But being able to experience all of this, we need it. Our mental health needs it. We need to be able to get back out there to it. But there is going to be an energy of doing too much too fast, I think, for many people in many areas. If you are living in a safer area, if you are a person who's living safely, if you are a person who is protected and helping to, protect other people and minding those things, then great. You're not the person I'm talking to. But there are going to be people out there around you, a safe person, who don't care about any of that. And those are the people that I'm worried about. And those are the people who I'm worried about are, going big and not going home. Those are the people that I'm worried about are spreading and doing too much. And I am worried a little bit that we may see some issues from this down the road. And, so pay attention to those things, pay attention to those people. if you're a person who watches the news and can do that without, you know, anxiety for days, pay attention to the news too, because around the world, we're all experiencing these transits. It's not just here in our homes. It's not just here in our, you know, our state or our country. This is all around the world. These experiences are happening, and we may be seeing a lot of unrest about a lot of different things. And with regards to that feeling of restriction. So keep your eye out on that. The other thing, the other warning that I have for you during this eclipse season and during Mercury retrograde is this thing of foot and mouth disease. Gemini season makes us want to talk, makes us want to communicate, makes us want to just like word vomit everywhere, all over everyone, all the time. Okay. Sagittarius full moon. Sagittarius is like a big bumbling circus bear. And it's just like my whole thing with Sagittarius is that the Sagittarius energy is like Steve Urkel. And if you understand that reference, you know what I'm talking about. It's like just, you know, sort of happy go lucky and, you know, just going their own way, doing their own thing, but like probably breaking things. And probably saying things they shouldn't, and probably, but just not realizing it because they have good intentions, but they just do shit that is not thoughtful sometimes. And as a Sagittarius, I relate. So this energy, this full moon, this eclipse, this Mercury retrograde, this whole eclipse season, this is going to be a season of not knowing when to shut our mouths, not knowing when we've said too much. So I would just urge you to be very, I guess, understanding of people because they may say things that they don't mean because it just comes out of their mouth faster than they can think about it. That's a Gemini season thing that happens all the time. They may say things that are hurtful without meaning it to be hurtful. And we are probably going to misunderstand each other all the time. This is probably going to be a straight month of misunderstanding each other, hurting each other's feelings, saying too much, spilling people's secrets without meaning to. You know, there's going to be a lot of that. So think before you speak, think before you text, think before you post. Just try to think before the words leave you. It is hard. I know. I am one of those people. I don't like to think before anything. So now that's sort of the do's and don'ts of the eclipse season. We talked a little bit about Mercury retrograde in there. I'm going to tell you more about that too. This Mercury retrograde is Mercury season retrograding through Gemini. The dates are May 29th through June 22nd. Okay. And then after June 22nd, we get about 10 to 13 days of that retro shade period where things are still sort of a little retrograde-y, but sort of getting a little bit less day by day. So basically from now until probably the end of June, early July, we're going to have a lot of that retrograde energy, Gemini retrograde energy. Okay. Mercury is the planet that rules Gemini. This is a Mercury on Mercury energy. We have a lot of other Gemini planets in the sky right now. This is very strongly focused on things like communication. Okay. This is focused on things like short trips and travel, which are things that Gemini and Mercury kind of co-rule. Gemini also rules siblings and cousins. Okay. It also rules socialization and friendships. You will be seeing people from the past popping up. You know, do you have estranged siblings? Do you have siblings? Do you have, maybe you have siblings you don't know you have? During an eclipse, we oftentimes see things pop up that are a surprise. So I do wonder, you know, are we going to see friendships from the past come back? Are we going to see, are you going to reconnect with people that you haven't seen since elementary school? Are you going to have a surprise sibling pop up in your ancestry registry online? I wouldn't be surprised by any of that. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised by a big unexpected lottery win. You know, I wouldn't be surprised by a big stock market jump. I wouldn't be surprised by any of these things. The unexpected tends to happen during these eclipse seasons, Mercury retrograde, during this Gemini season. What I would say is when we have these big surprising things happen, investigate them. Don't immediately trust them because the things that happen during Mercury retrograde are oftentimes unreliable. Okay. And if you do like I did and decide to start the process of buying a house or sign some other contract or start some other big process during a Mercury retrograde, just know that it may work out in the end, but you may be faced with delays. You may be faced with things that slow down the process and obstacles and hurdles. Things like that may happen during the process. Mercury retrograde, especially in Gemini. Gemini is the sign of the twins. It's duality. It's two things or multiple things at one time. What we see during Mercury retrograde in Gemini is oftentimes we have to do things twice because the first time it didn't go right. So we need to do it again. You know, if you start something during Mercury retrograde in Gemini, you may find that a month, you know, 2 months down the road, you're having to do it all over again. So just understand that this is sort of that energy of having to redo things. Understand that this moon is about letting go of things, not in a ritual sense, but sometimes I did a thing, it didn't go right. Do I do it again or do I let it go? These are sometimes going to be the choices that you're faced with during this time period. So we talk about Mercury retrograde in many, many, many different episodes of this podcast. The rule with Mercury retrograde is don't be scared, be prepared, right? So prepare yourself for people to pop up from the past. I don't know how you can prepare yourself for that, but just know that you don't have to respond immediately if you get something surprising that falls in your lap. You can take your time. And you can process those things, even if it feels like it needs an immediate response. Okay. Other things that Mercury rules that we are going to see possibly delays and issues with electronics, especially. Okay. Especially the electronics that we use to communicate with each other. This Mercury period is going to make it feel like fast and furious with communicating with each other, and our electronics are probably going to give us issues. So take your time. If there's things that you can back up now before Saturday gets here, do that. Do you have memory cards? Can you back up your contacts and your phone? Are you planning a trip? Are you planning on traveling during this time? Double, triple, quadruple check those travel plans. Okay. Gemini and Mercury also rule trips and travel. Especially short trips and travel by car. Cars especially are being ruled here. So if you're having car issues, if there's something you've been meaning to get done with your car, now's a great time to try to get that done before Mercury retrograde comes and you have to end up doing it twice. Okay. So pay attention to those things. I would say overall, the main issue here is communication and understanding and giving people grace for the way that they're communicating. And hoping and asking for grace in the way that you are communicating with them. We are all going to misunderstand each other, and it's going to be a good long period of misunderstandings. So if we can have a little bit of grace with the people in our lives, you know, maybe those misunderstandings won't ruin relationships, right? Maybe those misunderstandings, we can kind of work through them, talk them out. We can get there. You know, we just need to ask for what we need and try to do it in a way that isn't like a big bumbling circus bear. So that was basically just me talking to myself there. So that is it for us this week. Mercury retrograde, full moon, total lunar eclipse. It's big stuff. It's big chaotic stuff. It's mayhem. It's putting your foot in your mouth and I just really want you to have an easier time of it. Sometimes knowing what's coming can really help us be able to process everything and really help us able to be moving through it more smoothly, you know? So there will be roadblocks, there will be delays, but you will expect them and you will know how to get through them. So that is it for us this week. Be safe out there. Remember, don't be scared, be prepared, and don't manifest any mayhem for yourselves if you can help it, right? Like, we don't need that. We don't need it. Thank you guys all for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week for a brand new episode of Glow Girl. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. Remember, if you know anybody who is into feng shui, I would love to talk to them. They can, they or you can message me at any of those Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram handles at Glow Girl Pod. Make sure you catch the rest of the Girls Girls Media Multiverse of Podcasts. We're on the air just about every day of the week, and there's something for everyone. Definitely be sure to check out the Atta Girl podcast every Monday with our new host and member of the Girls Girls family, Kara Dennison. Kara is taking up the torch from Meredith and bringing us some amazing insight into kicking ass and making the lives we live the best lives possible. Also, membership has opened up for our exclusive Facebook group, the Girls Girls Community. I'm there. Brittany and Meredith are there. Kara is there. Everybody, all of our podcast hosts are there, and we are loving this place. Okay. It's our favorite little social media haven, and you should definitely come be our friends. Just look for Girls Girls Community on Facebook. Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media, and our music today is by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. Shine bright, Glow Girls. Thank you.